This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. France passed a law barring models who are too thin and requiring them to present a certificate from a doctor that they are healthy. Democratic National Committee data breach of voter files continues to be controversial, with Bernie Sanders' campaign suing the DNC for blocking access and accusing the DNC, as have others, of putting a finger on the scale in favor of Hillary Clinton's candidacy. Reporters for the Las Vegas Record Journal were asked to monitor several judges, including one that was handling a wrongful termination suit against casino mogul Sheldon Adelson weeks before the controversial transfer of the paper's ownership to Adelson. Adelson and his family paid $140 million for the newspaper last week, giving the seller New Media Investment Group, which operates from the offices of the investment management firm Fortress, with an estimated gain of nearly $57 million. Counter-Extremism Project, an advocacy group based in Washington, called on YouTube and other platforms to permanently ban Muslim cleric Awlaki's material, including his early mainstream lectures. Awlaki was killed 4 years ago on a drone strike. Muslim Advocates, a civil rights group in Washington, rejected a ban. The group said in a statement that YouTube should remove material inciting violence regardless of its ideological or religious bent and not make an exception based on people's faith. Political and academic controversy is raging in Korea over an academic's book arguing on so-called Korean comfort women over the fact that they were recruited by private agents and the always contentious tension between collaborators versus coercion in colonial enterprises. Fatal drug overdoses reached a new high in 2014, killing nearly 50,000 Americans. More than were killed in auto accidents, according to data from Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Twice as many Americans died from drug overdoses in 2014 as in 2000. In the latest sign that federal regulators are uneasy about proposed healthcare mergers taking place, the FTC said that it planned to block the combination of two large Illinois hospital groups, the Advocate Healthcare, which is already the state's largest system, and North Shore University Health System, which would create a 16-hospital powerhouse in Chicago. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 109 Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, and the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.